T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tua. First of all, I feel bad for this kid.
You do.
He's undergoing hip surgery today.
It's a bad one, too.
I think it reminded everybody of Bo Jackson, and we know the impact that the hip injuries had on Bo's career. He was diagnosed with a dislocated right hip. He was injured in the first half of the game against Mississippi State. There are so many things that come out of this. Number one, Alabama moving forward, obviously, as they still have a legitimate chance to make the college football playoff. But also, I mean, the term Tank for Tua was used very liberally by many, many people over the last
few
months.
Especially the Dolphin fans.
Oh, mostly the Dolphin fan.
Yep.
And I think two things have changed this. Number one, the emergence of Joe Burrow. I mean, that has been a huge story in college football, which is kind of remarkable considering if you went to any draft website or talked to a draft expert about this kid 5-6 months ago, you're talking about a third-round pick, a fourth-round pick, or whatever. And now he's moved right now, I think, Joe, to being the favorite to go in number one overall. He's been A, impressive when you watch him, and B, I think his draft stock has just gone through the roof. And obviously, Tua has taken a hit with not only the injuries that he's had this year, but now this, because you've got to worry about what he is long-term. And you also have to wonder if Tua would make the wise decision, and I think it would be a wise decision to stay in school.
Which he could. I think the other development is that it's very ironic that Jalen Hurts, who was ahead of Tua at Alabama, is now in Oklahoma, and I think that his stock has risen huge. I wonder how they view him as far as a top five pick in the NFL
draft. Yeah, I wonder. I mean, we see what happens with quarterbacks in that conference, though. I mean, they have great success at the college level.
Right. We have seen Patrick Mahomes, though.
Yeah, no. I don't mean they don't translate into the pros.
No, right.
I just mean that we see great stats usually out of guys. I always thought Jalen Hurts was pretty good with Alabama.
And Mayfield and Kyler Murray as well.
Sure. And the jury is still out on Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray, but certainly right now the Kyler Murray pendulum is moving up.
Yes.
But right now, Joe Burrow looks like the number one pick in the NFL draft.
Yeah.
He looks destined to be a Cincinnati Bengal. Joe. Good for you, Mr. Burrow.
Yeah.
But for Tua, right now, if he came out after an injury like this, I'll tell you, if I was a quarterback needy
team, you're taking a chance.
I'd be afraid.
Yeah, well, you have to be, because this isn't the first injury he's had. He's had injuries before. You almost start to wonder, is this guy a little injury prone? You got to think of that too.
Yeah, and you probably have to redshirt him next year if you draft him.
Yep.
So if you're, let's say, the Miami Dolphins, who may not pick number one overall, it certainly looks like they're not going to pick number one overall. So now Tua could be right there for them if they want, with maybe one of their three first-round picks. They may not even have to take him with their first first-round pick.
Right.
I think you'd have to go in thinking, well, he's not playing in 2020.
Right.
I got to take it really, really slow with him. So a really significant injury, not only for the man, it starts with him, for the man, that is Tua, for Alabama and their ramifications for the rest of the season, and obviously what he decides to do next year, and if a team would still gamble on him with a late first-round pick, or fall to a second-round pick? I don't know. I mean, it's a weird spot because here in New York, I think the Jets and Giants, at least for now, are very settled on Sam and Daniel Jones.
I don't think they're drafting quarterbacks.
Right, either team. But if you are a quarterback-needy team, you know, in a weird way.
The other guy is the kid from Oregon. I don't know how. Now, they've had a good year, Oregon.
Yeah.
They're still in the mix as far as the Final Four is concerned.
Justin Herbert.
Yeah. So, I mean, how good is he? I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of him, to be honest with you. I don't see a lot of the Pac-12.
He's going to probably be the second quarterback taken at this point.
Probably.
But you know who Tua could make sense for now? It kind of goes back to what we were saying in the first hour. The Redskins. Because if you're the Redskins, you're giving Dwayne Haskins another year.
Yep.
I know it sends a message if you're drafting Tua, but it does allow you at least another year to try to evaluate him. Now, if Dwayne Haskins turns out to be a real good quarterback, you could have an old school Chargers situation. Remember, the Chargers had a young Phillip Rivers Drew Brees coming off an injury.
Yep.
Brees had a very good year, went to free agency. The Chargers clearly decided they were moving on from him because they believed in Phillip Rivers. You could debate all day if that was a good decision or not.
Well,
I mean, it's a fascinating one, was it? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously Drew Brees goes to New Orleans, and we all
the
know what happens
since. History,
And Phillip Rivers had a very good career.
Very good, but, you know.
Not Drew Brees.
No.
No. Do the Chargers win a Super Bowl if Drew Brees stays in San Diego? I don't know. I can't say that.
We don't know that.
Do they get to a Super Bowl?
We don't know that either.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why it's tough to evaluate that one. But, yeah, the Tua injury, very, very significant. You feel for him, obviously, as he tries to recover from a significant injury.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.